Welcome to Forever's podcast. Today, I'm talking to Natalie Healy-Shield. She's a mom of three and has a background in marketing. She has been with Forever since 2006, and her driving goal has always been to build a life where money does not dictate her choices for her children. Having initially and repeatedly turned down starting her own Forever business, over the past 17 years, Natalie has consistently been one of the UK's leading business owners, and in 2015, ranked number two in the world. Today, we're going to drill into the detail of what it takes to be successful and how she has handled negativity in developing such a successful business. So, Natalie, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to talk to you.
Hi, Diane. It's a pleasure to be on as your guest today.
So 17 years in Forever. You don't look old enough. Tell me about how and why you joined after initially saying and repeatedly saying no. What was going on for you at that time in your life?
Well, for one, it was my mum that was telling me about the business and how wonderful it was. And, you know, it takes us a long time to listen to family. So that's probably the number one reason. But also, I was just happy with my life. You know, I was had graduated from university, got my first house, was working in marketing and enjoying what I was doing. So all of that time, you know, mum was asking me to look at the business opportunity, saying it would help with university fees, it would help with, you know, my first home and the bills. But I just wasn't open to looking because I was happy with where I was. So I guess it just got to a point where I was at a different stage in my life and actually looking for opportunity and looking for change. And most importantly, looking for flexibility. So I'd had my first child, Will. So he's now 18. And, you know, at the time he was 2 years old. And I'd had a daughter as well very quickly. So there's 17 months between them. So Rosie was 5 months old and I was juggling life as a mum. I'd been made redundant from my marketing when I was pregnant. So I didn't have a job to go back to. And I always wanted to be mum at home, really. So it was that point in my life that I thought, actually, do you know what? This is a fit for me. It's got the flexibility and I can be the most important job, which is mum for me.
Mm. So what skills did you develop initially to start to build your business? I know you said you've got a background in marketing. Do you think that helped you or not really?
Gosh, I'd probably say no as a whole because, sorry.
Bless you.
I'd probably say no as a whole because I'd actually lost my confidence massively, I think, from being made redundant and you kind of forget who you are. I was a new mum. Life had changed dramatically. And I just went very slowly and I needed a lot of handholding in those early days. And I think that was really, you know, the great thing about Forever is the training and the help and support that you've got.
So I know I've heard you say a few times about the confidence. So how have you developed confidence? Because if we fast forward to today, you were recently quite brave doing a photo shoot. Do you want to tell me about that?
Yeah, so I lacked a lot of confidence. I was scared really at my own reflection, if you like, in the early days. The thought of standing up and talking in front of people about products absolutely filled me with fear. And obviously, you know, we do product launches in people's homes and even more so, you know, 17 years ago, not so much so now. So doing that really terrified me because just I had a fear of speaking in front of people. So really, because my sponsor, which happened to be my mum, but whoever that is in Forever, very much holds your hand and helps you. I think the confidence was built by doing things together and not feeling alone. Going to getting my clothes off in front of people, that's actually through a friend of mine who's a photographer. She's done lots of photos of me and her and my family. And her daughter was just becoming very body conscious at only 11 years old. And really that made her mum think, you know, how do I speak about myself? What do I say about me when I look in the mirror? And she just put this on social media and was asking mums to actually show the reality of bodies. You know, our bodies change when we have children. Mm-hmm. So through my own personal circumstances and someone close to me that had suffered with something similar, I just decided, hey, do you know what? It's important that people see the lumps, the scars, the stretch marks of what our trophies are of having children. So that's why, yeah, I got my kit off for the camera, if you like.
Oh, wow. And she shared these images, didn't she, over her social media and other women too. And what's the response been? Has it been?
Oh, my word. She actually shared it on International Women's Day, which is actually, you know, really positive and powerful. And you just don't realise how many people feel like that about themselves. And you know, especially I'm at the kind of perimenopause age as well. So my body is changing all the time. And it was actually empowering to do it and empowering to actually feel confident in front of the camera despite just having underwear on. And that's the same message that all the women had. And what you realize is nobody is perfect. You know, perfect is airbrushing and maybe what you see on Love Island, which they've been in the gym for God knows how long for to look like that, but it's not really the reality. And, you know, I think sharing what the reality is to people is really important.
I agree. And actually, I've seen some of those photos and they're actually, I think they're beautiful, actually, really beautiful.
It actually made me like myself a lot more, which is a very positive thing.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. That's lovely to hear. So we all have days. So there's a few things I want to talk about, actually. So you've grown in confidence. Are there other ways that you feel you've changed as a person over time by being in Forever, having your business?
Well, I mean, just confidence as a whole, really. I didn't really have, you know, any kind of business knowledge. Mm-hmm. And working with Forever, you know, you don't need to have that because literally you're with people that are supporting you, helping you and guiding you along the way. And plus you're in a framework that's already set up. So by doing that, it's given me the confidence to go on and have another business as well. So I've got a beautiful holiday home down in Devon, which I let out as a holiday home, but also obviously use it myself. And also, you know, I now have a flat as well that is a buy to let that I renovated and now let out as a long term let as well. So I guess, you know, Forever has given me courage to do things that maybe I wouldn't have done before because confidence was probably stopping me and business knowledge. And of course, finance, you know, because I've had to have the finance to be able to start that property business as well.
Yes. Well, it sounds like a real, you know, good business decisions as well, isn't it? Your legacy for your children, making them secure as well, which of course they stand to. There's also the legacy of passing down your business, isn't there? Your Forever business.
Yeah, I mean,
we maybe don't make enough of the legacy thing.
I think we don't. And, you know, it is very positive thing about our company. You know, there's so many network marketing companies out there, but actually to have a company that says it's going to last forever. You know, there is a pun in the title of our company because this business is handed down. And, you know, it's actually nearly 18 years in Forever now. I've seen this firsthand twice with very big businesses where the mother has started the business and this has been inherited by the child that has gone on to run a very successful business and more than anything have that security. And I think, you know, being a single parent to know that should anything happen to me, and you know it is going to happen one day because we all do die at some point, then my children are going to have the security of this business that I've created. And you know, whether they want to run it or not, they're going to get that income. You know, maybe one out of three of them will want to take it on, but that's going to be entirely up to them. And obviously having been brought into the business through my own mum, you know, that business will be willable to myself and my siblings. So it is really, really powerful for me to kind of know I'm building my inheritance as well as delivering one to my three children. It's an incredible peace of mind, really.
Yes, I can only imagine. So it's probably a difficult question because over the years I wanted to ask you what you're most proud of.
Do you know what? It's really tricky one, and I always, you know, have to really think hard. when I'm asked this question, because I've achieved things in Forever that I never even dreamt possible. You know, I started off with very, very small goals. And obviously, as you said, went on to be number two in the world and one of only three people, I believe, that picked up an over $1 million chairman's bonus check, which is our extra bonus, if you like, so on top of your monthly income. So of that, I'm immensely proud. However, it's not the proudest thing. The proudest thing is actually as a single parent being able to put my three children through a private education single-handedly. And, you know, that has been the driving force behind me to be able to build the business. And, you know, we talk about goal setting a lot, and, you know, it took me 5 years to set that goal. But when I did, and then driven by fear, really, because once they're in private school, the thought of taking them out is something that I didn't want to do. So to know that I've been able to do that gives me immense, immense pride. And, you know, my eldest Will is now in his first year of uni, absolutely loving it. And he finished school as head boy. He got all four of the sports awards going at the school. And that just shows me, you know, that my investment was so worthwhile, because for him, it's all about confidence. I don't care about the grades, but he's got where he wanted to be. But it's the confidence, it's the team spirit, it's the caring about others and the empathy that it's created through his private education.
Yes, absolutely. So you lead and demonstrate by example. You inspire and mentor other people. Who inspires you?
Who inspires me? Well, do you know what? It's got to be my mum, really, because, you know, when she started this, so we're talking 27, 28 years ago now, network marketing was very different. We didn't have any kind of social media, and she was literally on the telephone, because there weren't mobiles there, so it was the telephone plugged into the wall, and driving all over the place to meet people. Sometimes they don't show up, but she didn't know, because you didn't have a mobile. So really, the commitment that she had in the early days of laying the path, really, for me to then follow, has really been really inspirational. And now, you know, seeing my mum in her mid 70s coming up to that, and being able to have an amazing retirement over the past, you know, 6-7 years with an incredible income, kind of shows, you know, the security of the company and why we do it. So yeah, she's massively been an inspiration because of her stick-to-itiveness, which is the word that she created.
Yeah, she's an amazing lady. What books have made an impression on you? Are there any that stand out?
Oh my word, there's been lots of books that I have read. In fact, one of them is in front of me now, What I Know for Sure, by Oprah Winfrey. You know, I think Oprah is a real inspirational woman for me, of someone that has achieved so much, and obviously not in network marketing, but she's, you know, someone that inspires me as well. Some other good books that I would really recommend is The Compound Effect. I absolutely love that one, by Darren Hardy. You know, that's really inspired me over the years as well, and just shown, you know, how it's the little bits that you do every day that build up to something big.
I've also heard you say on more than one occasion that anyone can be successful in Forever. Can you tell me why you think that?
Well, I don't think anyone would have expected me to be successful if they had met me 18 years ago, you know, at the very start of my journey. But if you've got something that you really believe in and you really want to work towards, then anything is totally possible. And I think I'm just, you know, proof of that, really. I hadn't had any experience in this industry, but at that time, you know, I had two little children looking up to mummy for the answers. And, you know, when I just saw the desire, the dreams, the love in their eyes, I just decided I'd do whatever it took to make it happen. And believe me, you know, Dan, it wasn't easy. There was a lot of hard times. I put in a lot of hours in the early days, being 50 miles from any family members, just me and the kids. But, you know, we made it happen.
Yes, you certainly did. So what are the things that you must do to be successful? Are there any, you know, any tips?
I mean, you've got to understand, the biggest thing is understanding that people will say no to you. Mm. And to not take that no personally. And if we think about how I started in Forever, I said no to 10 years for my mum. So it's about it being the right time for that person. And, you know, mum didn't take it personally, but she followed up on me consistently. And I think that's, you know, the biggest tip I can give to people is a no is not no forever. It's just not no now. So make sure you follow up on people, because everyone's lives change. And, you know, I recruit people now that I've been talking to for years, but they're in a different place now. And it's when you're in a different place that network marketing becomes an opportunity.
Yeah.
And then just being consistent. You know, I do something on my business most days, even if it's just, you know, a quick call or a quick message to someone. You know, there's not a day where I don't really touch my business, but by no means am I doing 8 to 10 hours a day. You know, some days it's literally 5 minutes.
And again, you know, that goes back to, doesn't it, to what we're talking about earlier, that this amazing flexibility and freedom that this industry can provide once you start to become successful.
Oh my word, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I went on to have another child, so I've got Phoebe as well now, and I was 41 when she came into my life unexpectedly. And you know, it's really given me so much joy to be able to be at home with her when it wasn't planned, when I've got an amazing income from Forever. So, you know, my business isn't as big as it used to be, and the reason is I've spent, you know, the last 5 years being mum more than business owner. And now she's settled into school, so she's in year one, and now I just feel like it's time to get back to Natalie Healy in Forever. Mm-hmm. And start upping my game there again. And it's the choices that it gives you, really, the flexibility, the choices, and yeah, it's been pretty amazing, really.
Yeah, because what other career could you have that you could actually put down for that length of time and pick it up again?
Yeah. And when I say I've put it down, I've still achieved, you know, every incentive in those 5 years. I've just not been pushing it or being as active as I had in the 5 to 6 years that I was really building it.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
And that's just down to personal choice.
Yeah. Now, the network marketing industry often meets with negativity, of course. And why do you think that is, and what needs to happen for that to change, or will it ever change?
You know what? I don't think it will particularly change. And the only negativity is just because people aren't informed about it properly. So I think, you know, if someone's listening to this, it's just talk to someone that's in the industry that understands it, rather than talking to your friend who's got nothing to do with the industry, because then it's just on hearsay.
Yes,
I can. Whereas if you talk to someone and get your questions answered, you can make an informed decision.
Yes, I completely agree. In fact, quite often I feel that when people make a comment about the industry, it's almost like a hand-me-down remark that they've heard, a comment. It isn't something that they've reached themselves.
Another, you know, top tip really, or reason, is just to not take those things personally. Mm. I don't take it personally. They just don't understand the industry because they're not working in it. You know, I'm not working in franchising, and there'll be bits about that industry I don't understand because it's not my job, my role. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I will tell anybody about the industry that asks me. And, you know, quite often they might say negative, say, is it that pyramid thing? And I'll say, well, that's how a lot of people can understand it, but how it works is this. And yeah, then they're informed, but I don't take it negatively at all, because for some people, a pyramid is a positive thing. For other people, it's negative. So sometimes we can take people's comment the wrong way because we're not asking them, oh, well, what do you mean by that?
Yes, more questions to qualify, yeah, and clarify, definitely. So what's next for you? I'm going to ask you this question. I sort of think I know the answer. Are you a planner and a goal setter?
Am I a planner and a goal setter? I mean, in the early days, massively, because I wanted to be able to put my kids through private school. And now, you know, we're in such a situation where life is good. I actually find it quite hard to be setting more goals because I'm not actually driven by money. I'm driven by being a mum and being there for my children. So really my goals are now, I think, for Phoebe to actually have the same experience as Will and Rosie did from the network marketing industry. They saw their mum working hard. They saw what working hard delivers. And they saw me, you know, as a top network marketer. And I think it's been fantastic for the children, for their own learning. Whereas Phoebe, you know, has been born into a nice lifestyle rather than see me work to achieve it. So really, I want Phoebe to have the same opinion, the same joy that Will and Rosie do when they see what I've created, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And presumably quite a lot of overseas travel as well.
Yes, actually, another joy of having an income is literally 5 minutes ago, I've just booked a last minute flight to go over and see my dad in Florida on Sunday. And, you know, I've done that because I can. I don't have to think, you know, can I afford it? Because I know that I can just make decisions on the spur of the moment that are right for me and my family. And, you know, my dad's pretty elderly now, and to be able to go out and spend a few days with him at the drop of a hat is really important to me. And yeah, to take Phoebe, because he hasn't got to know her that much because of COVID and her being so young.
That's a wonderful freedom to have, isn't it?
Yeah, and that is freedom. You know, it's making the choices that you want because it's right for you right now, not because of what your bank account says. And for me, that's what freedom is.
Absolutely. So I'm excited to see how things unfold for you this year. Thank you for making time to talk to me today. And if people would like to know more about you, what's the best platforms, ways of connecting with you, Natalie?
Well, you can connect with me on Facebook. So Natalie Healy Shields, and Healy's Healey. Also the same on Instagram, so Natalie Healy Shields. And you can also find my website, which is actually nataliehealy.co.uk.
That's fantastic. I'm sure you'll be lots of people wanting to connect with you. So thank you again for making time, and I look forward to revisiting another podcast with you in the future, if that's okay.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you very much for your time as well, Diane. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Natalie.